So what we focus on in this side of things is the mindset. And by mindset, I do not mean willpower. I do not mean determination. I do not mean guilting yourself into doing the healthy thing. I mean really going to the core and developing the real life skills and resources and self-identity. Your new natural, your new normal, your new default, rather than an effort, because this is when your change will become real. This is when your change will become lifelong, rather than a transient attempt. So for the purpose of this, hypnosis or guided meditation, whatever label you want to give it, I want you to find a place where you can sit comfortably. If you have earphones that cover your ears, I'd advise you to wear those. And I just want you to lie down or sit down in a comfy chair or even on the floor, even in your bed, wherever it is that you feel comfortable and safe. And I want you to take a couple of moments to rearrange your body into the position that's most comfortable for you. And as you do so, I want you to take a few deep breaths. And with each out breath, just allowing your muscles to relax. Some people like to begin with their toes. So I'd like you to begin by relaxing the muscles of your toes, relaxing each and every muscle, one by one or all at once. It might be a curious sensation to notice that all of your toes are fully and completely relaxed. You might notice that one foot's tingly, or one foot feels lighter than the other, or maybe one foot feels heavier, or warmer, or cooler, or maybe they feel exactly the same. Just notice what you notice. And then I want you to begin to spread that feeling of relaxation from your toes into the soles of your feet, the tops of your feet, and into your ankles, and then up the back of your calves and the front of your shins and into your knees, and just sweep it all the way up into your thighs, into your buttocks, into your back, into your shoulders and down your arms, into your forearms and into your wrists, and allowing your wrists to completely relax. And then allowing your hands to relax and spreading the relaxation into your fingers, all the way into each and every one of your fingertips. It's fully and completely relaxing. And then bringing that feeling of relaxation into your neck and shoulders and scalp and down your face, relaxing all the little muscles of your face, the muscles around your mouth, and in particular, I want you to pay attention to those little muscles around the corner of your eyes. Let's begin to relax those all at once, or little by little, until your eyelids become so heavy and so relaxed that even if you were to try, you know that you could not open them. Just allowing yourself to drift, flow deeper into that peaceful, calm, relaxed, hypnotic state where you can really go inside and begin to change things begin to tune things up in all the ways that make your life better by your definitions, your standards, and your values alone. In all the ways that will make you more capable, more resilient, more resourceful, more lovable, more fun to be around. In all the ways that make the lives of those you love better. Because now, in this moment, all you have to do is relax, knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're protected, knowing that you're loved, and never, ever alone, because you have your own back in every and any circumstance that could ever arise in your life. Just allowing that feeling of relaxation and that experience of hypnosis to flow through you. Becoming aware of your heartbeat and the feeling of the air entering and exiting your lungs as the blood courses through your arteries, your capillaries, and your veins, delivering that fresh oxygen to every part of your being, to every cell of your body. Without your conscious awareness, your body does these amazing things each and every day because your unconscious mind is always there, is always guiding you back to health. It's got your very best of intentions. And when we learn to work with this part of ourselves, we're capable of amazing things. All you have to do in this moment is get curious about just how healthy you could become, about just what you could do if you opened up that door to what if? To what if you did those things that you'd been wanting to do? To what if you were capable and competent and confident? To what if you were the person who ate healthily, easily, effortlessly, naturally maintaining a gorgeous figure, a body shape that was healthiest for you, whatever that may be, within the versatility of all the different shapes and sizes of human beings? What if you created that relationship with yourself, where your body was free to look after itself, to care for itself in the very best way, in the way that your conscious mind, in the way that the magazines, in the way that social media, in the way that your mum, in the way that your doctor could never do? Because your body has infinite wisdom. Your body holds the answers to all your questions when you listen and when you respond. Everything changes. So there's nothing else you have to do in this moment. There's nowhere else you have to be. There's nothing else you have to think of. So I want you to allow yourself to just drop down even further into that delectable, delightful, nurturing, peaceful state of hypnosis allowing the brainwave patterns to become calm, to become resourceful, to become focused and clear on what it is that you want. By taking the time to experience this hypnosis and focusing all of your awareness and all of your intention upon that, and I want you to imagine that there's a ruler right in front of you, and this ruler is standing vertical, and it has on it at the top the numbers 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, as it goes down all the way to zero at the bottom, deeper down at the bottom is zero. 100 at the top represents the highest level of alert, awakeness that's possible for you. Zero represents the deepest level of trance that's possible for you. And in this moment, as you lie there or as you sit there, I want you to get a sense of where you are on this ruler. And then when you have that, I want you to play around with it. So maybe you might like to take it up by 5. And just feel what that feels like. Feel how that changes your mental state. And then what I'd like you to do is just drop it down by 5, maybe by 10, maybe by 20. Just play around with it. Because it's your mind, and the more you learn how to use your mind, the more successful you'll be in this life, having the experiences that you want more of. So drop it down even more, feeling that heaviness as your muscles relax fully and completely relax all the way down now. Taking yourself to the level of hypnosis that's right for you. In this moment, in this place, for you to go inside and really shift and change things. Perhaps as you've never been able to do before. And when you know that you're at the level that's perfect for you, when you're at the level of trance that's right for you, to begin to experiment, to begin to get curious with the infinite possibilities that are available to you now, as you unlock and as you welcome these parts of your mind. I want you to think about and imagine going through your day as the person you want to be, with the feelings you want more of, and less of the feelings you want less of. I want you to really imagine it from the beginning right through till the end when your head hits the pillow at night. I want you to imagine waking up in the morning, whether it's naturally or to the sound of your alarm. I want you to imagine your eyes opening, a smile on your face, feeling of gratitude, appreciation for this new day, whether it be storming and raining outside, or whether it be gorgeous sunshine, or maybe still dark. Just notice how your body feels as you lie there, taking a moment to appreciate the life that you live. As a smile creeps across your face and then becomes bigger and bigger until your teeth are showing. And you're grinning almost ear to ear with the delight of the possibilities that this new day, this brand new day has in store. If you're with someone you love, maybe give them a kiss. If you're alone, give yourself a quick hug and fold back those sheets and place your feet on the ground. Stand up and stretch your arms into the air and say to yourself, inside your mind or out loud, with passion and excitement, today is going to be amazing. And as you say those words, you know it's true, because you know that whatever today brings, you're competent, you're capable, you're amazing. And you are able to deal, and more than deal. You are able to thrive, even through those hardest challenges of life. Because life is like a book. There's parts that break our hearts. There's chapters where we cry for weeks. There's moments where we question if we could go on. And then there's other chapters where we hope that they'll never end. But whatever happens, it's our life. It's our story. There's no way to complete that story, to live that story, without having all those experiences. And as you know this, and as you know that happiness is a part of the journey and pain is a part of the journey, I want you to then go about the next part of your day, whatever that is for you, on this day, in your normal, perfect life. And as you go about your morning routine, you just notice how connected you feel, how loved you feel, how calm you feel. And I want you to notice also the sensations within your body that allow you to know when you're ready to eat. And amazingly, what you want to eat and how much you want to eat. And as you go about your day, listening to those cues, being aware of those cues, just as a part of your day, just as a part of your life, not as the most important thing, but just as a component of living fully and completely. And responding to those cues, to nurture and nourish and feed your body with what feels right for you in a patient and kind and supportive and compassionate way, so that whatever choices you made with awareness, you made with your conscious mind. And I want you to imagine how freeing that feels. How wonderful it feels to just be you. Free of all those old patterns and all those old behaviors that used to once come up. I want you to just notice what happens instead towards your afternoon. So you just sail through those things that once triggered you. I want you to just notice now what happens instead. All the way into your evening, dinner time. Maybe you get to prepare dinner with a loved one and re-spark a connection, a new way of sharing time and thoughts and energy and joy and passion. And maybe you get to create your meal all alone, just for you, this special way that you can nurture yourself. Because when we care for ourselves, the whole world opens up. When we set that example of what's possible, it can initially feel like it's just for us, but the truth is, it's the whole world that benefits from your taking care of yourself. Because imagine if we all did this. Imagine if we all nurtured ourselves with delicious, wholesome foods. Foods that made our body feel good and great and gave us the energy to pursue our dreams. To live our dreams, to be fun and courageous and an enjoyable human being to be around, fully present. Just imagine that world, because you now are a part of creating that world, and that is nothing short of magic. So I want you, at the end of this day, to give thanks and to think about three things that you are proud of yourself for, and to acknowledge those things. And I want you to think about three things you're grateful for. And say thank you. Thank you, universe. I'll have more of that in my life. And now that you recognize how important connecting to this state of calm, confident, self-compassion is to living a day, which turns into 2 days, which turns into 3 days, which turns into a week, which turns into a month, which turns into a year, which turns into a life pretty quickly. You need to realize that by living this way, you are creating the life that you want. You are living the life that you want now. And we all just get this one chance. This one magical chance to make it everything we ever dreamed. And as you lie there, or as you sit there, I'm just going to begin to count upwards from the number 1 to 5. And when I reach the number 5, you're just going to come out of this state of hypnosis. Alive and alert, ready to move on, taking with you all that your unconscious has learned, all that your conscious has learned, and allowing these two to further build their relationship, their communication and their connection to one another, so that you never have to feel like you're in a turmoil or as though there's a battle within ever again, because you are fully, wholly and completely connected to who you are, and that guides your every action with ease. One, knowing that tonight as you dream and sleep and every night from here on in, your neurology will continue to rewire and reprogram and shift and change in all the ways that are right for you, so that you can take on board even more fully and completely all of the suggestions from me to you, from you to your unconscious, in all the ways that make your life better, in all the ways that make you healthier, in all the ways that feed your body and mind and nurture your soul. Two, knowing that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and every state and every experience that humans generate is manufactured. And the question just becomes now, what are you going to do with that? Three, knowing that you have at least three options available to you in any situation, any circumstance, knowing that you have three choices from which you can choose spontaneously. Four, knowing that you can trust your body and really feeling that your body is on your team. Your body is always steering you back to health. It's what it was designed to do. It's what it evolved to do. And you know now how to listen, how to respond in all the ways that are right for you, so that you never have to get swayed by the outside world, by the opinions of others who might try to tell you what's best for your body, even with the best of intentions, because you know what your body needs more than anybody else. And five, just coming on back up now to full alert awakeness, feeling delighted, feeling refreshed, feeling ready to move on.